Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe with the Fantasy Lowdown. It's amazing the trickle-down effect of one injury to a middle-of-the-pack running back. Vic Ballard of the Colts goes down with a season-ending injury. Ahmad Bradshaw and Donald Brown are elevated in the eyes of fantasy owners, and then a blockbuster trade hits, Trent Richardson from the Browns to the Colts. It alters the fantasy value of every running back on both of those teams, and it may have affected you. If it did or it didn't, either way, I've got your picks for Week 3 here on the Fantasy Lowdown. Brought to you by Verizon. No one is ready to call him a savior, but Cleveland wideout Josh Gordon returns from suspension this week and should immediately be added to your starting lineup, even with Brian Hoyer starting at quarterback for the Browns. Gordon is a game breaker, and for a Browns offense that has just one touchdown in two games, the second-year budding star is going to be highly targeted and highly productive Sunday against Minnesota. Look, I wasn't nearly as high on C.J. Spiller entering the season as many others were, and I'm not high on him this week in particular against the AFC's top defense through 2 weeks, the Jets. Small sample size, but against Doug Martin and Stephen Ridley, the Jets are allowing under 60 rushing yards per game and have a few extra days to prepare for the Bills. Meanwhile, Spiller lost a pair of fumbles against the Jets in 2012. He can be explosive and could produce in the passing game, but I say sit C.J. Sleepers are often rookies or little-known guys, but Panthers veteran D'Angelo Williams is sort of sneaking up on fantasy owners here in his eighth year. If he can put aside his recent fumbling issues, I see a big afternoon ahead for Williams against the reeling New York Giants. Some other deep sleepers, including Titans QB Jake Locker against the last-ranked pass D in the league, and Seattle backup running back Robert Turbin against the second-to-last-ranked run defense in the league. Also, until further notice, take a defense facing the turnover-prone Giants. And this week, it's Carolina. Well, maybe like the Patriots, you're looking for a 3-0 start to the season, so good luck to you in week number 3. And be sure to hit me up on Twitter, @_below, if you have any stardom or sit-em questions for this Sunday. That's going to wrap it up for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.